superior native Tom Pink was a goaltender on the Yellow Jacket men's hockey team for four seasons, and since his graduation in 2000 has been an ardent supporter of UW-Superior and Yellow Jacket hockey. His philanthropic efforts put him in the UW-Superior Hall of Fame in 2019. So obviously, Tom, this is a segment that we call Where Are They Now? And I guess the most obvious first question is, where is Tom Pink now?
Thanks, John. It's great to be here. I am down in the Twin Cities area. I've kind of lived and worked in different parts of the Twin Cities. Currently, I'm working in Stillwater, right on Main Street, which is neat. My wife and I have lived kind of three or four different parts of the city, and I used to work in downtown Minneapolis for a different firm, and about 3 years ago, I moved over to RBC Wealth Management, and I office here in downtown Stillwater, which is neat because my family lives on the East Metro now, so my commute, you know, went from 45 minutes to about 4 minutes. So that's a real change after 16 years of driving to downtown Minneapolis. But graduated college there, of course, in 2000, and I can't believe it, but it's been 20 years now since I graduated college, and 20 years that I've been down here in the Twin Cities.
Pretty amazing how fast that time goes, isn't it? When you say 20 years, two decades.
It is. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it's amazing. I still try to make it up to the Twin Ports as often as we can. We have a 7-year-old daughter now, and she is 100 miles an hour, so sometimes it's a bit more difficult to make it up to the Twin Ports, but we have a lot of family, of course, a lot of friends. So we do make it to Superior, I'd say, 5 or 6 times a year, but we have a lot of friends down here as well, and of course a lot of alumni who are from there or attended there that live down here. So there's a lot of Jack of Pride down here in the Twin Cities too.
You talked about RBC was what you mentioned, that will raise the flag of money and finance. So what, on a daily basis, what do you do? What is your role within the financial world?
Okay, yeah, you know, every day is a little bit different, which kind of makes it fun. That's kind of why I like the job. I am technically a senior vice president, financial planner, portfolio manager here at RBC Wealth Management. I work with individuals, families, businesses, foundations to help preserve and grow their assets, along with doing some extensive financial planning for them. And it's you know, markets move, and there's different business cycles and different news cycles, so every day is a little bit different. You got to stay on your toes, but I think that's one of the reasons why I really like it, and I deal a lot with people, not only on the phone, but face-to-face. So it has been an interesting 20 years because of what the financial markets have brought, both good and bad, over the past two decades, but I think that helped me grow into a better advisor, because there's definitely been some ups and downs in the financial market. But I think people who not only like business and like numbers, but also possibly had a competitive edge playing sports, tend to thrive sometimes in this industry because of that aspect.
You really have seen a lot. Once you mentioned over the 20 years, the different things you've seen, you've got when the bubble burst back in 2008 and people were losing life savings and all of that, to now the unprecedented highs of the market. So you've kind of had both extremes in your career, haven't you?
Well, it's interesting because I started in this business in 2000. If you can think back, that was the top of the tech bubble.
Yep.
And 2001, 2002, 2003 happened. It was very interesting because a lot of people were exiting the business at that time. And there was part of me that was thinking, gosh, that's, you know, just not good timing that the markets are going south so much when I'm starting into this industry. But it actually ended up being a big advantage, because what I did is I kind of just focused on the people that were still advancing and thriving in this business during those 3 years. And I said, well, I'm going to try to focus on taking some good notes on the people who are having success in good times and at that time in bad times, and kind of focus on maybe not doing the things for the people who weren't doing good during those times. So as just a young 22-year-old rookie advisor out of college, I think it actually worked a lot to my advantage because I was able to kind of observe what the people that were really doing good things were practicing during those bad times. And the funny thing is, I had several people in this industry tell me at that time, Tom, at least you got that worst, at the time, the second worst bear market in history out of the way, so you won't have that again for the rest of your career. And then in 2009, it happened again, and it happened worse.
Right.
So there was a 2000 to 2010, which was my first 10 years in the industry. That was the first decade going back to the, you know, even before the Great Depression, where the stock market was down during those 10 years. So it was a lot of hard work, but in hindsight, I think it helped a lot with the way that I run my practice today. And again, just observing those people that were successful in this business during such a bad time in the financial markets. Two of the three worst in history happened in my first 10 years. So you couple that with what's going on right now, there tends to be obviously some doubt with the markets reaching a high after you've had so many decades of underperformance. So it's a tricky business. You got to read a lot. You got to do a lot of research, and a lot of it is you got to trust your gut instincts. So every day is different.
Where did the interest in this come from? Was, you know, when did you know that, okay, this is the direction I want to go. I want to be in the financial service industry.
I've always liked numbers. I've always liked the competition aspect of it. And I like the business world. I had some great business instructors at the university. And it's something that I kind of gravitated towards during my junior and senior year. And when you get into this industry, it's a bit different. You know, when you see it on TV or in movies and you think it's like some of the Wall Street movies that you see, you know.
Like Wall Street?
Yeah, like Wall Street and some of the other Hollywood ones. And it's not that. It is there's aspects of that, but it really is a people business. It is obviously gaining people's trust and doing what's right for them. And what I found out over the years is the people that, again, that had success, markets go up, markets go down. But if you have a plan put together and you do it in a trustworthy way, that is something that, again, coming out of college, I didn't realize how much that was a part of the business until you get those 5 or 10 years in. But it's something, again, I've always been interested in numbers. And when I graduated college, I started at the same firm that I had worked at for 16 years, and it was one of those things where I thought I might just stay at the same firm my entire career, and some things changed where it made sense to move over to RBC, and I couldn't be happier here. But it's a business that I really enjoy. I really do enjoy coming into work every day, so I'm very fortunate for that.
Let's circle back now to your time here at UW-Superior, where you were a four-year member of the hockey team. We were obviously teammates for a couple of those years. And just reflect a little bit on your time playing for the Yellow Jackets.
Sure. I mean, I think back with fond memories. We had a lot of success during those 4 years. We also had four kind of unique teams. You could probably attest to that, too, because I know that you were still around after you had graduated, I think, in the 98 year, correct?
Correct.
With your graduate.
Good memory, Pinko.
So my freshman year was would have been 96, 97, and as you know, we were just a very talented team that year. As a goalie fresh out of high school, I had only appeared in a handful of games with Dave Gratian being an All-American senior goalie who kind of showed me the ropes there for the first year. And we had such a unique team. We had a very talented team, and of course, this came up about one goal short, I think it was. But that was a unique team because it was very, very veteran heavy, a lot of very skilled players, some sound defense, good goaltending with Gratian, and that was just a very fun and dynamic team looking back. And I think the next year we really surprised some teams. I think we overachieved. That would be your senior year. I think you were the only senior that year.
Yep.
As our fearless senior leader, I think we surprised some teams, and we came close to making a run there towards the NCAA tournament. And then my junior and senior year, my sophomore and junior year, of course, we had Bart had transferred down from Northern Michigan. So my sophomore and junior year, Bart and I had split games, kind of. I think one year I played Friday nights and he played Saturday nights, and vice versa. He played Friday,
right,
and Saturday, and I played Friday. And we'd each go on a little 3 or 4 game run and get hot. But I think it was a unique blend because we would push each other, and I think it made our team better, and our team would feed off it as well. So our junior year, we had made it to the national championship game again. Our senior year, we hosted the Final Four at Superior, which was very fun. We came very, very close to beating, I think, an undefeated Norwich team that year. We jumped out to an early lead, and then I think they got their jet legs back, and they unfortunately beat us in overtime that year. But
double overtime.
Double overtime, I think. And then they went on and won the next night in the championship game. So we came so close. But the thing that I always think back at is the emotions and the fun time in the locker room after some of those wins. It seems like even though during those 4 years we didn't win the national championship, and thank goodness that the 2002 team brought it home for everyone, including themselves, but for everyone before them as well. But I think back to those teams, it seems like we were always, and I think this is a part of Coach Nelson's hard work mentality too, it seemed like we were always the last team in the West standing back then. And I know we didn't win at all, but it seemed like whether we finished first in the conference or third or fourth in the conference, it seems like, you know, come playoff time, come March, it seemed like we were always the last team in the West standing. And I think that's something that we should be proud of.
Coach would always say you want to be playing on the last day.
That's right. More times than that, we were. And I've made some very good friends. I've made some friends with some alumni that played after me. Kyle Nosen has become a good friend of mine. Of course, he played a couple years after me. I think he was like 02 to 05, I think is what Kyle told me. But it's neat because jacket hockey does kind of have that camaraderie where whether you played before, during, or after, there's a lot of us that still talk, hang out, stay in touch, text. And I'm very excited to see the turn that the program has had here. In this past year, Coach Rich has really worked hard to turn things around. And they're having a good season. I know the schedule has gotten a bit more difficult in the last 2 or 3 weeks, but the alumni are getting excited. You know, if we can push the program back towards those 20-win seasons, that's going to kind of take care of some of the problems. And usually the NCAA will come calling for those tournament bids if you can get to 20 wins. So we're very excited with the upward swing of the program.
For KUWS Radio Sports and Where Are They Now, I'm John Garber.